Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2897, 6 times it's easy to ask for a discount by ESI of esimoney.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back. This is the Sunday bonus episode where I share an extra episode from the Optimal Living Daily Network. And today's comes from Optimal Finance Daily. Please do subscribe to or follow Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're listening to this. Helps keep all of this going. But for now, let's get right to the bonus episode and Diana's commentary as we optimize your life.
6 times it's easy to ask for a discount by ESI of esimoney.com. A few years ago when my mom was ill, she had to stay in a hospital away from her home. My dad got a hotel room for $89 a night initially, but when it was apparent that his stay would be longer than expected, he asked the manager if he could get a long-term rate. The manager said he could and agreed to let my dad stay in the room for $67 a night from that day forward. Simply asking for a discount is one way to save big money. But many people don't like to ask, thinking that it's rude or simply something that's just not done in America. Or perhaps they're afraid of being told no. Whatever the reason, this article is for those people who are reluctant to ask for a discount. It lists 6 times that asking for a discount should be very easy and non-threatening. If you're one of those who's reluctant to ask for discounts, consider this. A national survey by Consumer Reports found that more than 90% of shoppers who bargained got a better price. If you want to try your hand at haggling, here are some occasions when you're virtually guaranteed a discount just for asking. Number 1, when buying the floor model. Retailers often offer discounts on floor models. This is standard practice for appliances and electronics. Quote, "We fell in love with a particular refrigerator floor model at a local store," says Suzanne Roja of Fort Worth, Texas. "We waited a few weeks, noticed it was still for sale, and then talked to the sales manager. We offered to take it that day if he would match our price. He did, and we got that $2,700 refrigerator for $1,000. End quote. A floor model might have a few dents and scratches, so carefully inspect it and confirm that you'll get the full warranty. Likewise, my father and I were in a store once and an 80-inch TV was on sale. I know, 80 inches. It was expensive, but it was on sale because it was a floor model and the next year's model was due in soon. My dad asked the sales clerk what else they could do, and he offered 15% off that price plus another 5% if you applied for the store's credit card, which we didn't want to do. We weren't really interested in the TV, but I know we could have gotten the clerk to go even lower if we'd wanted to. Number 2, when the item or its packaging has been damaged. Retailers know that shoppers expect new products to be in perfect condition, so they're likely to accept a lower price for an item with a slight flaw or damaged packaging. Number 3, when buying in quantity. It's a fact of retail life that when you buy more than one of something, you often get a discount. Quote, "If asked, I always give a discount when the person's buying multiple copies or has friends that want to buy as well," says Jesse McCam, owner of software company You Need a Budget. "They get a great product at a discount and I generate multiple sales. It's a win for all of us," end quote. And this is effectively what my dad did with the hotel. He got a discount because he was going to stay there multiple nights. Number 4, during a slow sales period. When sales are slow, certain businesses are likely to give you an off-season discount if you ask for it. You might get a good deal at an auto dealership in December or from a roofer in February, for example. Number 5, when there's a sale on the same item in another store. Price matching guarantees are commonplace, but even stores that don't advertise them might match another store's price if you show the salesperson a competitor's advertisement with the item listed. That's how Sandy Johnson got a discount on a vacuum cleaner. Quote, "I asked if the store would match the price of a well-known national retailer I'd seen in their circular. The store manager said they would if I could show him the flyer. It happened to be in my car, so I ran out and grabbed it, saving $55 for a 2-minute trip," she says. "I do this all the time at Best Buy. I've had them match prices at Costco, Amazon, and Apple. They gave my son the student discount. Plus, I get the Best Buy points, which I then spend to buy Christmas presents like video games. Oh, and I pay with a 2% cashback card too." Number 6, at the end of a shopping season. An end of season clearance sale is a good time to ask for an additional discount. Quote, "At the end of a season, we sometimes offer a customer a discount on an item if it's the last of its type in stock," says Dale Fleps of Village Bike Shop. "It helps us move the inventory and gives the customer a price break as well." Most of these ideas benefit both you and the seller. So if you find a situation like the ones mentioned above, decide on a fair price, ask politely, and you might get the discount just for asking. You just listened to the post titled 6 Times It's Easy to Ask for a Discount by ESI of esimoney.com. Fun fact about me, I love to barter and negotiate. Perhaps I'm more inclined because I built my career as a salesperson, but I can understand why it makes people uncomfortable. I think when you ask for an accommodation, a deal, or a discount, it can be awkward because in a weird way, you're telling someone that you think what they're offering isn't worth the price they're asking for. That can feel a bit rude, but keep in mind that the party who's selling something has a say in the value of what they're offering. They can simply say no to your request for a better price. And if they're confident in the value of what they're offering, they will say no very easily because they know that there are other buyers that see their value. And the same goes for you and what you're selling. Let's say you're offered a job and the company extending the offer undercuts you on the salary requirements you already communicated. If you have a good understanding of your market value and what you're worth, you can decline that offer with ease and counter with a salary that's more in line with your value. And I very strongly encourage you to do this because at the time you're accepting a job is the most leverage you'll ever have in a salary negotiation. Once you're already there, the company has more leverage because they know it will take more work on your part to walk away for higher pay. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.